We spent so much of our lives thinking love was something we had to chase, thinking connection was something we had to earn, thinking we had to polish ourselves, shrink ourselves, sell ourselves just right to be worthy of being held. We learned to perform. We learned to entertain. We learned to keep it light enough not to scare people off. And when that didn't work, when people still left, when conversations still dried up, when the loneliness still crept in, we told ourselves it was because we weren't enough. Not enough fun, not enough shiny, not enough perfect. So we kept chasing, kept building lives full of noise and names and movement, thinking if we just moved fast enough, got bright enough, stayed visible enough, the loneliness wouldn't find us. But it always did. It always does. Because loneliness isn't about how many people know your name. It's about how many people know your soul. How many people stay when there's nothing left to entertain them. How many people can sit with you when you have nothing pretty left to offer. How many people can hear your silence and not need to fill it with their own comfort. And maybe that's what it comes down to in the end. Not the ones who clap for the best version of you. Not the ones who only loved you when you were easy to carry, but the ones who stayed. The ones who saw the cracks and didn't flinch. The ones who heard the trembling in your voice when you said, "I'm tired," and didn't try to fix you, just stayed. The ones who sat with you through the heavy pauses. The ones who didn't need you to be dazzling to feel worth sitting next to. The ones who didn't make you feel like loving you was a transaction they needed to get something back from. Just stayed, quietly, heavily, fully. We learned the hard way that real connection doesn't show up with fireworks. It shows up in the slow, stubborn staying, in the conversations that don't fix anything but still hold space for the ache, in the hands that reach out even when there's nothing impressive left to offer, in the people who don't walk away just because the surface got messy, in the weight of being known and being loved anyway. And maybe the real victory isn't that we built bigger lives. Maybe it's that we learned how to stay too, how to stay with ourselves when everything inside us wanted to disappear. How to stay soft when everything around us taught us to harden. How to stay present when the easier choice would have been to numb out, check out, run away. Maybe the biggest win isn't that we stopped feeling lonely, but that we stopped abandoning ourselves every time it showed up. Because the loneliness isn't the enemy, it's the signal. It's the reminder that we were never built to survive on surface level connection. It's the reminder that presence costs something, that realness costs something, that love, real love, was never meant to be convenient. It was meant to be heavy enough to matter, heavy enough to change the way we stand, heavy enough to anchor us when the world tries to spin us apart. And now, standing here, after all the running, after all the hiding, after all the pretending, maybe we finally see it for what it is. The staying isn't the weakness. The softness isn't the liability. The weight isn't the burden. It's the proof. It's the proof that you still believe in something real enough to carry. That you still believe you're worth staying for, even when the world taught you to believe otherwise. And maybe, if we're lucky, we find a few people who believe it too. People who don't love the highlight real version of us, but the heavy breathing unfinished version. People who aren't scared off by the silence or the slowness or the mess. People who don't just tolerate the weight we carry, they help shoulder it. People who make us softer just by staying. And maybe we become that person for someone else. Maybe we sit with them when they're heavy. Maybe we stay when their words don't come out right. Maybe we hold space when they forget how to ask for it. Maybe we build the kind of connection we spent so long starving for. Not perfectly, not easily, but stubbornly, imperfectly, humanly. Because in the end, that's what matters. Not how loud we were, not how polished we were, not how visible we were, but how real we dared to be, how willing we were to stay, how bravely we carried our own weight, and sometimes, when it mattered most, how gently we helped carry someone else's too. And maybe, standing here now, we can finally put down the idea that we have to be lighter to be lovable. Maybe we can finally breathe into the space we take up. Maybe we can finally understand that the weight we carry all of it, was never too much for the ones who were meant to stay. Maybe it never was. Maybe we were never too much at all. We were just waiting for the ones heavy enough to stay with us. And maybe, if we stay real long enough, soft long enough, stubborn long enough, we realize the most important one who stayed was ourselves. The ones who stayed weren't always the loudest. They weren't always the ones who made the biggest promises or posted the most convincing captions. They were quieter than that, slower than that. They didn't show up to impress you. They showed up to carry you when you forgot how to carry yourself. They showed up when the parties ended, when the crowds disappeared, when the easy parts wore off and the real weight started showing up in your voice, in your eyes, in the way you moved through the world. They stayed not because you made it easy, but because real love isn't looking for easy. It's looking for true, and true is messy. True is inconvenient. True costs you something. True asks you to stay when everything in you says it would be simpler to walk away. We spent so long thinking love had to be chased, that connection had to be convinced, that belonging was a reward for staying light enough, shiny enough, silent enough to fit into somebody else's comfort zone. But the ones who stayed, the ones who kept reaching for us, even when we flinched, even when we doubted, even when we got quiet and strange and difficult, they didn't stay because we performed well enough. They stayed because something in us called out to something in them, something real, something human, something heavy enough to hold on to when everything else in the world felt too fast, too fake, too hollow to stand on. And maybe, without even realizing it, we became that for other people too. Maybe there are people who survived because we stayed. Maybe there are people who kept breathing because we didn't ask them to shrink to be loved. Maybe we didn't even see it at the time. Maybe we didn't know how much it mattered when we stayed through their awkwardness, through their backslides, through the parts of them they were scared to show. Maybe staying didn't feel heroic. Maybe it just felt like being tired together instead of tired alone. But maybe that's enough. Maybe that's everything. Because real love isn't glamorous. It's not built in moments that win awards or get viral attention. It's built in the boring middle, in the heavy silences, in the tired sighs, in the text that just says, "I'm here," when you don't have the words to explain why you're unraveling. In the hug that lasts a few seconds longer because somehow both of you know what the other one's carrying without needing to say it out loud. It's built in the willingness to keep showing up again and again, even when nothing new is happening, even when nothing's exciting, even when everything feels heavier than you thought you could carry. We didn't know back then that staying would matter more than shining. We didn't know that the loud moments would fade, but the weight of presence would stay pressed into our ribs long after the noise was gone. We didn't know that the ones who could sit through our silence were the ones teaching us how to sit through our own. And now? Now we know. Now we know that love isn't measured in highlights. It's measured in handholds, in the stubborn breath that says, "I'm not leaving," in the quiet endurance of two messy, unfinished people, deciding that staying is worth more than running ever was. And maybe the loneliness doesn't end. Maybe it never fully does. Maybe some part of us always aches for something deeper, something wider, something bigger than what any one person can ever give. But maybe that's okay. Because now we know we're not looking for someone to erase the ache. We're looking for someone to share it with. Someone to sit with us when it gets heavy. Someone to stay through the slow seasons. Someone to make the silence less terrifying just by breathing in it with us. And maybe we become that person for ourselves first. Maybe that's the real work. Maybe that's the thing we were supposed to learn all along. Not how to be lighter, but how to love the weight we carry. Not how to perform ourselves into being lovable, but how to live inside our own skin without apology. Because at the end of it all, the striving, the searching, the breaking, the rebuilding, what matters isn't how many people clapped when you were winning. It's how many stayed when you were heavy. It's how many stayed when you weren't impressive. How many stayed when you weren't easy to understand. How many stayed when you stopped performing and started existing. And most of all, how many times you stayed for yourself. Stayed when the loneliness got loud. stayed when the armor felt safer, stayed when the old voices tried to tell you that you were too much, too complicated, too broken to be worth loving, stayed heavy, software stubborn, real. Because the truth is, the world will always tell you to be easier, be lighter, be simpler, be faster, be less, but you don't have to listen. You can be all of it. You can be heavy and human and slow and still be breathtakingly, unbearably worthy of love. You can carry the whole weight of who you are, and the right ones will not only stay, they will meet you there. Not because you made it easy, not because you hid your scars, but because you had the courage to be real in a world built on pretending, because you stayed, and maybe that's what love in the age of loneliness really is. Not being saved, not being erased, not being celebrated for a version of you that doesn't even breathe anymore, but being seen fully, heavily, softly, and being loved there without needing to run anymore. This is The Undercurrent, a story beneath the surface from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.